No Place for Ladies, The Untold Story of Women in the Crimean War, by Helen Rappaport, read by Eunice Roberts. Prologue. On the morning of Tuesday, 28th of February, 1854, the whole of London took to the streets early, despite the bitter winter chill, to say a special farewell. Huge crowds had gathered to wave goodbye to the last battalion of bright red uniformed men of the Scots Fusilier Guards as they embarked for the War in the East, or as we now know it, the Crimean War. For one 34-year-old mother of eight in particular, it was a poignant as well as an exciting moment. Enamoured as she was of all things manly, military, and Scottish. But this was no ordinary mother, and certainly no ordinary woman. Uniquely of all the women alive that day, she would give her name to a golden age of industry, of reform, and of British military might. Over the course of the next 2 years, she would unite the nation in war as it had never been united before. That woman was Queen Victoria, and like many other women that winter morning, she had wanted to show her solidarity with one of the most legendary and admired of British regiments, famous for its heroism at the Battle of Waterloo. The sight of these fine fighting men marching off to war again, after so many years of peace, was, she would later record in her journal, a touching